This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Solicito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Solicito of Solicito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Solicito.
This year, and others in the past, have been somewhat stressful on trees and shrubs. It kind of weeds out some of the plants that will be around for the next decade and those that have become vertical mulch. In other words, everbrowns. I fielded a lot of calls in the garden center with many folks asking if their stressed plants are alive or dead. Here is my question process. I first ask if the leaves have turned their fall color or if they're brown. If they've turned color, that might be okay. If they're brown, the next thing to find out is if the leaves have dropped off the plant or if they're persistent. Usually, a dead and dried out limb holds on to dead and dried out leaves, indicating that either that portion of the plant is gone or maybe the whole plant is shot. If brown leaves from the inside of the plant are now residing on the ground, that's fine. Natural shedding of parts no longer useful is part of nature. It's actually a natural mulching process that keeps nutrients on the forest floor, thus recycling and recharging the soil with organic parts, all part of nature's grand plan. So what to do if your plant is dried out and appears lifeless? If you can do nothing else, at least cut it down to the ground and get it out of sight. Life is too short to have brown parts in your otherwise colorful landscape. Now is also a good time to think about replacing that plant with something perhaps better than what previously resided there. If I find a dead established birch on a job site, I certainly don't want to replace it with another birch. Any residual problems that did in the first birch will be there to work on the second. Plus, there are just so many more wonderful plant selections that are available now. Just like with cars, the features are enough to want you replaced with even healthier material. Fully 80% of the plants I sell in my garden center were not even available 20 years ago. So the bottom line is that once you figure out that the plant you have isn't the one that you want to have, use this as an opportunity to bring your own personality into your landscape and figure out two or three possible new selections that you might want. Then pick the best and move ahead with life. You can't make a good decision without a great selection. And this is the time of year that garden centers have nice full plants certain to put a smile on your face. Just add water. I'm Jim Solicito, reminding you to keep planting until something grows. It's good for you, and it's good for our planet.
From the Soil with Solicito is a production of WRVO Public Media. The entire series is available as podcasts at wrvo.org/Solicito. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit solicito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.